Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Red Notice by Bill Browder is a nonfiction thriller rooted in real events from the post-Soviet business world. Browder, an American-born financier who became a leading foreign investor in Russia, recounts how he built Hermitage Capital and used shareholder activism to challenge corruption in major Russian companies. The story turns sharply after he is expelled from Russia and his lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, uncovers an enormous tax fraud allegedly carried out by officials and criminals. Magnitsky is arrested, held in harsh conditions, and dies in custody, prompting Browder to shift from investor to advocate. The book follows Browder's pursuit of accountability across borders as he campaigns for sanctions against human rights abusers, culminating in the Magnitsky Act and its global offshoots. Blending finance, politics, and personal stakes, it explores how wealth and power can distort justice and how persistent individuals can still change international policy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from outsider to powerhouse investor in a volatile Russia, a central thread in Red Notice is Browder's ascent during the chaotic transition from communism to capitalism. He explains how early post-Soviet privatization created enormous opportunities alongside severe legal uncertainty, and how foreign capital entered a market where rules were fluid and enforcement often arbitrary. Browder positions his strategy as both financial and tactical, identify undervalued assets, build meaningful stakes, and use public pressure to force better corporate behavior. The book emphasizes that in Russia, standard shareholder rights were routinely ignored, so activism required creativity, persistence, and an appetite for risk. Browder also describes the cultural and political terrain that investors faced, including the influence of oligarchs, the fragility of institutions, and the ways Kremlin priorities could reshape business conditions overnight. This topic matters because it frames the later conflict. The same structures that allowed spectacular gains also enabled predation by insiders. The reader sees how a seemingly technical pursuit like value investing can collide with national power dynamics, and why success in such an environment can make a person visible to actors who view companies and courts as tools rather than constraints. Secondly, corporate raids, state power, and the mechanics of corruption. The book details how corruption operates not only as bribery, but as a system with repeatable methods. Browder describes tactics such as corporate raiding, manipulated registries, coerced transfers, and the use of law enforcement to pressure targets. In this portrayal, corruption is a business model, seize assets, manufacture legal cover, and neutralize resistance through intimidation or prosecution. Browder presents his own experience of being targeted, including the escalation from bureaucratic harassment to being declared a threat and barred from the country. This topic shows how quickly the boundary between private crime and state authority can blur when officials collaborate with criminal networks or when political incentives reward loyalty over legality. The narrative also highlights information asymmetry. Outsiders can misread signals, assuming that contracts and courts function similarly across jurisdictions. Browder's account stresses practical lessons about due diligence and political risk, but it also raises a larger point about accountability. When the institutions meant to investigate wrongdoing are themselves implicated, victims are pushed to seek remedies elsewhere, through media, diplomacy, and foreign legal systems. Thirdly, Sergei Magnitsky and the turning point from finance to justice. A pivotal topic is the role of Sergei Magnitsky, the lawyer and advisor whose investigation into an alleged massive tax fraud changes the direction of the story. Browder describes how Magnitsky traced the movement of company documents, shell entities, and tax claims, pointing to a coordinated scheme that, in Browder's telling, relied on official involvement. The book then shifts from boardrooms to detention centers as Magnitsky is arrested and held, while those he implicated remain protected. Browder presents Magnitsky's treatment as emblematic of a system where legal procedure can be used as punishment and where confession and silence are valued over truth. Magnitsky's death in custody becomes the moral center of the book, forcing Browder to reconsider what victory looks like. The topic explores the personal cost of confronting entrenched power and the way one individual's case can symbolize broader abuses. It also explains why Browder's mission becomes less about recovering money and more about preventing impunity, honoring Magnitsky's memory, and pursuing consequences for those responsible. Fourthly, building the Magnitsky campaign and reshaping sanctions policy, Red Notice describes an unusual campaign in which a private citizen pushes governments to act when traditional justice channels fail. Browder explains how he gathers evidence, works with journalists, and briefs lawmakers to create targeted sanctions aimed at specific officials rather than entire populations. The resulting Magnitsky Act in the United States is presented as a new model: deny visas and freeze assets for individuals linked to serious human rights abuses and corruption. This topic is important because it illustrates how global finance intersects with accountability. If corrupt actors move money through international banks and purchase assets in stable democracies, then those democracies have leverage through financial restrictions. Browder's efforts show the practical challenges of policy change, skepticism from officials, counter-lobbying, and the need to translate complex documentation into a compelling narrative for legislators. The book also shows how Moscow responds aggressively, including political retaliation and attempts to discredit the campaign. Beyond the specific case, this topic highlights a broader shift in sanctions thinking toward precision and moral justification. It argues that transparency, advocacy, and persistence can convert a personal tragedy into a tool that deters future abuses. Lastly, transnational pursuit, legal threats, propaganda, and personal risk. Another major topic is the international fallout that follows Browder's advocacy. He describes facing legal and reputational attacks outside Russia, including efforts to use international mechanisms and public narratives to portray him as a criminal rather than a complainant. The book emphasizes how modern conflicts are fought, not only with force, but with paperwork, media influence, and cross-border pressure. Browder depicts a cat-and-mouse dynamic in which he must constantly protect himself, his family, and his ability to travel while continuing to push for accountability. This section underscores the vulnerability of individuals when state-backed campaigns target them, especially when financial centers and legal jurisdictions can be exploited to launder both money and credibility. The topic also encourages readers to think about how open societies can be tested by actors who use their freedoms tactically, for example through lawsuits, lobbying, or misinformation. By following Browder's persistence despite the risks, the book makes a case for resilience and strategic clarity. It suggests that defending truth may require mastering systems that were not designed for such battles, and it shows how personal narratives can mobilize institutions when facts alone are not enough. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a real-world account of how finance, politics, and human rights collide, including investors, entrepreneurs, policy followers, and anyone interested in Russia's post-Soviet era. It will also resonate with readers who appreciate investigative narratives that show how systems of power work in practice rather than in theory. The benefit is twofold. On a practical level, it sharpens awareness of political risk, institutional weakness, and the ways corruption can be industrialized, which helps readers think more clearly about governance, business ethics, and the limits of legal protections. On a personal level, it illustrates how persistence and careful documentation can matter even against overwhelming forces, offering a model of purpose-driven action after loss. Compared with many books on geopolitics or investing, Red Notice stands out because it connects market mechanics to a human story with real policy consequences. It explains why targeted sanctions became a significant tool and shows the behind-the-scenes work required to make that happen. If you want one book that reads like a thriller while clarifying how money and accountability move across borders, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Bill Browder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.